1077 The Island is your home, not just for real music variety and tickets. I can't believe we made it through another winter. We're staring at spring. We are thinking about the Nebraska State Fair. Joining me, Jamie Parr with the Nebraska State Fair, and Carly Schultz. How are you?
Excellent. How are you doing today?
Excelente. Carly, you?
I'm good.
Carly, you look very familiar. I'm not sure if we met before. What is your role at the Nebraska State Fair?
I'm the entertainment and events director.
Entertainment? Is that fun and exciting and stressful?
Yes, yes, and yes.
Check each one of those boxes. So you work year-round to get entertainment to the State Fair.
I do. Starts before the fair is even over. We'll start booking for the next year.
I used to always think entertainment was strictly bands, but it's not. It's everything.
Yeah, it's everything. It's the bands. It's the grounds attractions that you see throughout the grounds. It's the marching bands with the students going through. Everything.
It's the dirt stuff happening on the dirt.
Yeah, there's that too.
Excellent. What should we talk about? I mean, there's so much going on. Where do we start? We want to talk about the outdoor events and the dirt. Is that as big as I think it is?
Yeah, I'm super excited to get to announce our dirt series for the 2025 fair.
It's not, is it just motocross or is there other stuff?
We also have bull events.
The what events?
Bulls.
Oh, that's right. And this all takes place outside. Do you ever run into weather issues or do you do it regardless?
We certainly run into weather issues. Nebraska, as everybody knows, the weather is all over the place, but we try to do it rain or shine.
Excellent. Is this year you doing anything different with the dirt events than previous?
We are. We are adding a new event that should be super exciting for the fair.
I'll give you $5 if you tell me about it.
Okay. I can do that.
Jamie, give her $5.
I got it.
So Sunday, August 24th, we're excited to announce the Crossroads Chaos Figure 8 races. This is something new to the fair after several years of it not being here. So we're excited. It's definitely something that's grown in the past few years, and it definitely should be a good time.
Is the allure and excitement of the figure eight races that your pads have to cross when you're figure eighting and the chance of collision is very high?
Yep. So the course is an eight, so you're going to possibly come into contact with somebody else. I feel like it's racing mixed with demo derby a little bit.
Yeah. It'd
be a lot of fun.
Step right up. See who loses their life. This is so exciting. I mean, I get excited by the pig races. So this, you could see, is like the pig races times a gazillion.
Yeah, something like that.
I don't know how many pig power it is in those cars.
I guess we're all adrenaline junkies and don't realize it, right? In addition to dirt races, is there anything else you want to tell me that's new in your realm?
So that will be the only new dirt event that we have, but we're excited to bring back some very popular ones.
Such as?
On Friday, August 22nd, we've got the Ultimate Bull Riding Tour.
Nice.
And Saturday, August 23rd, the Ultimate Bullfighters Tour. These are ones we've had for a couple years now. Very popular. Definitely excited to have that bull riding and bullfighting back at the fair.
Excellent.
Then on Sunday, August 31st, we bring back a fan favorite, the tractor pull with the Nebraska Bush Pullers. And on Monday, September 1st, Labor Day, our Demolition Derby.
That's fantastic. How are the turnout for the Demolition Derbies? Last day of the fair, right?
Yeah, it's fantastic. People love to come out on that day off from work and enjoy some smashing cars.
Excellent. If I would like to donate my car, is there someone I can call? Do they need cars?
I'm sure somebody would take it. I don't know how that works, but I definitely think somebody would be more than happy to.
I think I would like to drive it myself.
I
don't have any experience with that. Carly Schultz, thanks for what you do. Thanks for taking time. I know you're very busy with the Nebraska State Fair, but for you to take time to be on the huge broadcast, I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure. Jamie Parr, I think of you frequently. Usually on Sundays, I go for a Sunday drive and find myself down on South Locust. And the other day, just out of sheer curiosity, I thought, let me see how the casino is doing.
Yeah.
Man, is that coming along.
Yeah.
But then I drive by what I imagine where your office is. And, you know, we go down there and love it during the state fair. But you go there every day.
Yes, we do. What? Yeah, the campus is. Did you notice any construction while you were out there?
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Just a little.
Yeah.
Well, it's not just at the casino. It's along the state fair grounds, yes. Constantly improving the grounds.
We're making some great improvements out there. Yeah, there's ARPA funding and projects for that underway. A lot of stormwater mitigation. A lot of great improvements that we'll see throughout the year, and especially at state fair when so many people are walking across the property.
Fantastic. Thanks again for coming in.
So glad to be here. Thank you, Steve.
Hey, how you doing?
He drinks so much coffee, he chews on other people's fingernails. And that's just gross. Franz Mann, one man party in the morning. 107.7 The Island.